This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. All arrangements have been put in place for the first phase of assembly elections in Bihar. 121 constituencies spread over 18 districts will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. The fate of 1,314 candidates will be decided in the first phase. More than 3 crore 75 lakh voters will exercise their franchise in this phase. Districts where polling will be held in the first phase include Patna, Darbhanga, Madhepura, Saharsa, Muzaffarpur, Gopalganj, Sivan, Saran, Vaishali, Samastipur, Begusarai, Lakhisarai, Munger, Sheikhpura, Nalanda, Baksar and Bhojpur. Campaigning for this phase ended yesterday. The second and last phase of polling will be held on the 11th of November. The counting of votes will be taken up on the 14th of this month. A team from the Election Commission of India, ECI, will be on a 4-day visit to West Bengal beginning today. They will review the rollout of the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls. The team, which includes ECI Principal Secretary S.B. Joshi and Deputy Secretary Abhinav Agarwal, is likely to visit Kuch Bihar, Alipurduar and Jalpaiguri districts. During the visit, ECI team will evaluate how booth-level officers, BLOs and returning officers, ROs, are performing their duties and may interact with political representatives. Officials of the Chief Electoral Officer's office will also be present during the inspection. The ECI team's visit is aimed at ensuring smooth, transparent and secure implementation of the SIR program ahead of the 2026 assembly elections. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will visit New Zealand today. During his visit, he will meet Minister for Trade of New Zealand, Todd McClay, and discuss the ongoing free trade agreement between the two countries. Mr. Goyal will also participate in a series of high-level engagements aimed at strengthening trade, investment and innovation linkages between the two nations. Guru Nanak Jayanti, or Gurpurab, is being celebrated across the country and abroad today. It marks the birth of the first Sikh Guru, Guru Nanak Dev Ji, who laid the foundation of Sikhism. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to all fellow citizens on the occasion. In her message, the president urged everyone to imbibe the ideals of Guru Nanak Dev in their lives and follow the path shown by him to build a more peaceful and prosperous nation. In Punjab, besides other Gurdwaras, Sri Harmandir Sahib Golden Temple in Amritsar is beautifully decorated with flowers and devotees are paying obeisance after taking a holy dip in the Sarovar. A report.
In Punjab, besides other Gurdwaras, Sri Harmandir Sahib Golden Temple in Amritsar is beautifully decorated with flowers and devotees are paying obeisance after taking a holy dip in the Sarovar. Langars are being served amidst recitation of Gurbani. The sacred items related to the first Guru, Guru Nanak Dev Ji, will be displayed for the devotees at Sri Harmandir Sahib, Sri Akal Takht Sahib and Gurdwara Baba Atal Rai from 9 a.m. to 12 noon today. In the evening, after the recitation from the holy scriptures, Deep Mala and pollution-free fireworks will be displayed. Earlier, a jatha of Sikh devotees crossed over to Pakistan from Atari border in Amritsar yesterday to pay obeisance at the birthplace of Guru Nanak Ji, Sri Nankana Sahib. The head granthi of Sri Harmandir Sahib, Gyani Ragbir Singh, has congratulated the devotees on this holy day. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
The White House has reaffirmed U.S. President Donald Trump's strong commitment to strengthening ties between the United States and India despite ongoing tensions over trade tariffs and oil imports from Russia. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the president values the partnership deeply and recently spoke with Prime Minister Narendra Modi during a Diwali celebration at the White House, attended by senior Indian-American officials. In the Philippines, at least 40 people have been killed and hundreds of thousands forced to flee their homes as one of the strongest typhoons this year ripped through the central Philippines. Typhoon Kalmegi has flooded large areas, including entire towns. International Cricket Council, ICC, has imposed a 2-match ban on Pakistan pacer Harris Rao for violating its code of conduct during the Asia Cup 2025 final against India. In a statement, the ICC said that the disciplinary action against Rao followed a hearing conducted by members of the ICC elite panel of match referees. And that is the end of this news bulletin.